Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. And oh. We're... Oh, wait. I love on shows when it's like a live taping and it goes, and we're out. When the end of a live stream, and we're out. Yeah. Have you seen Welcome to Me? With Kristen McWig?
No, Kristen McWig?
Kristen Wiig.
Oh, okay.
Because her...
No, you told me about this, and I have to write it down because I want to watch it.
It's about a woman with borderline personality disorder who is obsessed with Oprah and daytime television, etc. And she wins $86 million and dumps it all into having her own local access TV show about herself.
And it's
where she hires actors to play her and friends who've traumatized her and acted out. It's crazy.
Trixie Motel.
Trixie and Katya on Viceland. Yeah. It's so crazy. David made me watch it the other day. Joan Cusack.
Ugh.
Kristen Wiig.
Yeah.
Wes Bentley.
Great.
James Marsters.
Marsden?
Is that his name?
Marsden.
Oh, James Marsden.
Marsden.
I'm thinking of James Marsters, who's Spike from Buffy.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Sounds like you were scrambling your like crispy R in there.
We don't do that anymore. Krispy Kreme, crunchy graham crackers. She's really great. She's a great girl. She's great. Great.
There's something really wrong with it.
It's something very dark-sided about it. Mm-hmm. It's twisted up. It's Halloween-y.
There's a lot going on, though, right now. I won't elaborate on that.
Can I tell you
Are you joining
something?
The new socials? Are you on the threads, honey? Are you on the blue sky? What is
it? I'm hardly on Twitter. I rarely on Instagram. I do fap to Tumblr every once in a while. Because I love this. I love GIFs of people fucking and sucking.
A GIF of a loop?
Oh, yeah. Because it's, you know, sex is about motion. It's an action, you know what I mean? And it's about like rhythms, circadian rhythms.
I was into Tumblr when it was porn. And then when it stopped being porn, I really lost respect for them as a people.
Well, you're like, well, you go to the general store for some chocolate. They stopped selling chocolate. You don't go to the store anymore.
But I bet Tumblr plays herself like the victim.
Mama, Tumblr, she doesn't know who she is right now. She's like, yeah, we have porn, but this is like they have sensitive. It's a whole mess.
But the thing about social media is when you give people something, later, if you decide to monetize that thing they had for free, they're not going to like it.
No, they're not going to like it.
This Twitter thing where you get 600 tweets or something, you get to view 600 tweets.
Verified and unverified accounts and newly verified accounts all have limits of what they can look at. Leon Musk. Get your fucking dick off my eyeballs. Do you know what I mean? Get your dick out of my eyeballs.
What a strange looking person.
Ugly.
Very raggedy. Strange looking person.
Yeah, ugly.
You make Zuckerberg look like...
Don Juan.
Yeah. Really.
And Zuckerberg
I mean, it's not
is
exact,
like...
But do you know about them saying they're going to beat each other up?
Mama, that fight would be so faggoty.
And so sad.
Like so just like...
You got
F-word.
Elon who's like, well, actually. And then you have Zuckerberg who's like, he's like, I'm out here smoking meats.
Yeah, I got smoked meats and a fat ass.
Him and his like, I don't know, short chinos. You ever see that picture of him with a sunblock on his face?
I surely have. A jet skiing with a big fat dumper that shouldn't belong to him, by the way.
I mean, it's kind of a catch-22 because in America, we both worship wealth and hate the very rich. So no matter what they did at their tax bracket, people are going to hate them.
Well,
no matter
what they do. They should. Because I mean, nobody should.
Unless you're Oprah. Oprah's the only one who gets away with being that rich and no one hates her.
Oh, I beg to differ on that.
Who else? Dolly, maybe?
Dolly's untouchable, but she's also not a billionaire.
Yeah, whereas Miss Oprah.
Miss Oprah is definitely in the B club. I mean, I don't know. Dolly's probably in the hundreds of millions or whatever, but anyways, it should be illegal. Doing what you need to do to get to that club is illegal.
Unethical.
Unethical, illegal, and shouldn't be allowed. But
I agree.
Anyways.
You and I make...
billions of dollars.
Not billions.
No.
We make I make enough that if they told me, hey, we're going to cure homelessness, but people who make the money you do, we need 30%.
Yeah.
I'd be like, take it, Mary.
Yeah. Great. We should have done that 150 years ago.
But the truth is, these billionaires, if they gave even 1%, they could like end world hunger.
But it's not. Yeah. The thing is that they, unfortunately, they'd have to rearrange the whole system that allows them to be billionaires.
Well, that's why we should be basically socialist.
I've waited.
I think there's a world where capitalism and socialism can exist together.
Hallelujah. Oh, well, I don't know about that. I mean, yeah, we can.
If there is an in place, if it's basically graded on a curve where the more money you make, the more you have to pick up the bill of society.
You should not be able to be, you know, should not be able to cheat and hoard wealth.
Yeah.
And you should also, there should be an income maximum, but there also needs to be some sense of solidarity built into the social fabric of the country. Otherwise, nobody's going to want to help anybody, which is where we are now. It's like me and my family and then fuck you. I have a shotgun. Let's, you know what I mean? If you try to fuck with my family and my family's blood money, we will kill you.
People.
That's America.
I'm not joking. I think people fantasize about someone breaking into their home so they get to shoot someone with their gun.
100%. 100%.
When people say
they do
come and take it, they're like, please give me a reason to shoot you.
Every night they have hot tea and they're in a rocking chair with a shotgun.
Every
night. By the front door.
Yeah.
Waiting.
What's going on there? I don't like guns. I don't want to hold them, touch them. I'm not curious about them. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's not for us.
I held them recently. My friend, and he has probably 10 or 12 of them.
Your Uncle Escobar?
AR-15. No, my friend Eric, but he has a collection. AR-15 rifles, 50 caliber handguns.
My brother has guns.
Yeah, I held them. They're not, we should not be having those.
We should not
have those.
You're not Jesse Pinkman. You're not Walter White.
I'm not Ulysses S. Grant.
No.
That's the president. Well,
that's
the president.
True.
General E. Lee.
You're not in
I'm not
a war-torn.
Napoleon Bonaparte.
Yeah, especially in America. We're not in a... I don't know. Kill or be killed.
It's not
scenario?
Zero Dark 30. I'm not going in spider holes with the fucking with the Marines looking for Bin Laden.
No,
even that's done by computer these days. You know.
Well, you can't find Bin Laden anymore.
Why? Did he move?
Isn't he dead?
Oh no, he just got a facelift.
You know when they found him in that spider hole that he had Kim K porn.
The diva. That's why she has. That's why she's in the
B-club.
If
I found out that he was jerking off to me, I don't think I could ever present myself to a man again.
No. That's how you know you have universal appeal. That's immense.
Crossing language barriers. You're big in international market.
Yeah, it's
porn.
Porn. I've been thinking a lot about porn.
Mm-hmm. Tell me.
And so it's strange to have a lot of people around me. This one porn star who was a superstar ballet dancer is teaching me ballet a couple days in my little gym at home. He's a fantastic dancer. It's sickening. And he does porn. And I've known this porn before I met him. And it's a strange thing for me to have jerked off to him several times and then meet him in real life and then discover he's a dancer and then take dance lessons from him. It's a complicated relationship socially because I was looking at him do a grand plié and I almost... my eyes went cross-eyed.
You almost got sprung.
I almost got sprung and I had to
exit.
I almost took off for the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah.
Up the hill.
Uh-huh.
But
that's how I feel about you and I went to that winter solstice thing outside Andrew's house. Do you remember 2 years ago? It was like you, me and a bunch of porn people all putting our intentions in the universe.
Yeah, with the
which
moon.
Was so crazy.
It's LA. The moon.
Crazy.
It's not the cocaine, it's the moon.
Mary, sometimes we don't have to hope that celestial bodies make us a bad person. Sometimes we just have to look inward, you know? And you, like, you shit that turd.
Blame it on
you,
the moon.
But likely, like that, you know, I love Chirac.
Yes.
I love Chirac. And I don't care. I know that's basic because so many people love him, but I like what I like. Don't yell at me.
I'm not. So like, you're Brad Pitt.
He was at this solstice thing. Mm. And I was just like, that's Chirac. Yeah. He must look at me. And just from my eyes and from my demeanor, he's like, he must know.
An interesting mole
he
rat.
He must know that I have excised the skin from my cock through friction.
You've rubbed it off to his,
to him, and will continue to do so. Mm, I watch him fuck men in ways that I actually don't want to happen to me. Because these men are...
brutalized.
It's Fight Club, honey. It's Fight Club. It's No Country for Old Men. It's
Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning.
I don't want to be slammed on a wall and choked and fucked in a way that hurts.
Where that breaks your pelvis.
But I want to watch that happen in a porn.
Yeah.
It's like...
yeah.
I'm like that person who goes to a store and tries on outfits I'll never buy.
Yeah.
That's how I'm with porn. You're never
gonna
get married. What if I like this?
You're never going to get married, but you'll go to David's Bridal. Everyone's...
try on dresses. And be like, we're doing a rush wedding because my boyfriend's being deployed. Yeah. Do you guys have a discount? Like, and I buy dresses. And then I'm opening my own David's Bridal.
Oh, a Scamtina.
David, without the apostrophe, David's Bridal. David's Bridal.
So the opposite, the guy that I was admiring gets, I wouldn't say fucked, I'd say he gets pummeled, jackhammered, fracked, human fracking going on, jet-fueled pistons drilling for oil in the Mariana Trench kind of fucking, like, deep sea
and
down.
I'm just going to do like an impersonation, but this is what the sound is.
It's pain. It's beyond that. It's the pre-verbal. It's
You're like, oh, they're going to kiss. They're having a moment of intimacy. Opens his mouth, hawks a loogie down his throat and calls his mother a fat cunt.
Stuffs a bunch of rotten vegetables in there and then tapes it shut.
Yes. You look down and you're like, oh, they're doing open heart surgery. No anesthesia. Oh,
this is PBS.
Yeah. Porn is amazing. It's really an interesting thing that we all, like, it exists in the world with us. Mm. It, like, parodies and fetishizes and inflates our own sexual desires.
Yeah.
It's funny that, like, you know, like, on stage you play things big. Uh-huh. In porn, I do think they play it big because if you watched people fuck, the way people really fuck, it's not that hot.
Especially if it's not lit well.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I was having sex with David the other day, my partner.
Wow.
I was having sex with David, and I was, and...
you're wearing a wig?
No, but I was doing this a lot.
Like, hold on.
Yeah.
You blow him, but you put your bangs on.
Yeah, I was like, you want me to top? So... I took out my flipper.
Do you like to put your hair behind yours when you're going down on them?
Yeah, well, I have a claw clip and I just clip it to the skin.
And when it starts bleeding, you know you're done.
But there's a mirror in our bedroom and I caught a glimpse of myself. And I don't like, I'm not one of those people who, like, when you're fucking and you're like staring at yourself in the mirror, that's American psycho behavior. Yeah. But I was like, oh, this feels so hot and sexy. We look not like porn. We look like humans having sex, which isn't as theatrical. No one's cheating out. No one's like, we're just kissing and inserting things until we stop.
Yeah.
It's not in porn.
It's not one hot pleasure.
Yeah. And in porn, they have to work hard to make it read on
camera.
They
got to show the car and then walk around the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
So my brother was in stayed over for 3 days, so I didn't jerk off because I had no privacy. And we don't jerk off together. I know that's unusual for brothers, but
right.
But he's also a very like...
Well, he's not into girls.
He's not into guys. No, listen, wait. He's like a very, not devout, but I say serious Buddhist, like a big time meditator. And so like...
Sounds uppity.
It's not, it does sound uppity. I made it sound uppity.
So
it's
like, actually, you know how people are Buddhists? He's like real.
It's actually down to earth because he's like, he would never describe himself as like whatever I just said. But he sits for like hours in meditation and goes on retreats, 90-day silent retreats. It's crazy shit. But so like hardcore Buddhist practitioners, they work to get rid of what?
90 days of silence.
Uh-huh. 30 days of night, 90 days of silence.
How many? Okay. Actually, how many days would you last of that 90? If it's like,
so I did, a weekend retreat for insight meditation. It's just 2 days, 8 hours of meditation altogether each day. When I tell you that I almost open fired, that I almost got off of my cushion, went to the gun store and came back and killed everybody there and then myself. That's the level of tumultuousness in my brain when I was like, it was hard.
Yeah, my version of like a silent retreat is
well, there's sitting
in front of the TV with The Office at full volume. That's still silent to me.
Drooling on yourself with like chips all around you. But so anyways, one of the tenets of Buddhism is like life is suffering and there's a way out of suffering and it's suffering is caused by desire. So the monks that he like goes and visits are celibate and they don't jerk off.
They just nocturnal emissioning?
Perhaps, but so what's the real truth? Like they don't jerk off.
But who's verifying that?
Well, exactly.
The government?
No, no.
Jeff
they
Bezos?
Do the black light in the morning and then they get caned if they don't.
No, they all have iPhones and they have the government officials who like are watching their iPhone cameras and telling them.
Yeah, they have-
All guys in robes like-
No, they have penis cameras. They have penis cock rings with the cameras on them.
Mary, what about the cock cage people? What about it?
So-
What about it?
I know.
Tell me all about it.
I'm going to tell you about it. So that is interesting because that's actually related. It's the denial of release in terms of building up desire is like a long form.
Denial of release Richards.
Release Richards. I wouldn't be surprised if we
never
saw
release Richards again.
But it's like, it's saying you were like, it's control. It's like a psychological, like long form, like, sex games. I'm more of a short-term sex game girl,
but I think it's the denial is the sex. It's the sex part. It's like the
also. It looks
it's
like
the like it's, look. It's yeah, the like, are you gonna come home after work tonight? Because I can't touch. It's the yearning.
Yes, the yearning. It's the pining. Also, it's the can't. The withholding. The control.
But also, those can't be comfortable.
No, it's the
how am I supposed
not.
To go for a run?
How you am can't, I supposed to, with a cage on your fucking dick?
That's what I'm saying.
You have the bird cage is on your fucking genitals.
The tunnel under Ocean Boulevard, bitch. Did you know that there's
a cock cage under
Ocean. Yeah, did you know there's a cock cage under my Ocean Boulevard? What if you have a cock cage on and then a butt plug in?
Mama.
Mouth guard. Like
you're ready for rugby.
Yeah, blackout contact lenses.
Oh my God.
Microblading. And a ponytail
that's
glued to the top of your
Mary,
head.
That's hellraiser.
Cenobites. That's what I'm saying. These fuckers are skating Cenobites around Cenobites.
Cenobites are walking among us.
Okay, it's a skate park. You know, skate park's like a swimming pool. The Cenobite is in the middle.
Okay.
And these people are circling.
They're circling
They're
the
They're circling.
Yeah.
Because that Cenobite shit is all about like pain and pleasure, yeah. Absolute like hedonism.
Yeah.
These whores are on the... If you're out there and you wear a cock cage, what I want to know is, do you tell people? Do your friends know you're into that? Is it all secret?
Can I tell you something? So a friend of mine wore a cock cage for a time, an adult performer, went to the spa. I didn't particularly know this information because I do not fuck with this man in that way. And when we were all, nudity is required, because this is the spa, he certainly did have a cock cage on. And then my other friend certainly did have implants in his genitals. And I was the only one who felt like Polly fucking Anna, who didn't have like a fucking bone through my dick or like, and you know what I mean? Or like a horsetail coming out of my ass. Like I was just like,
I just don't know if I could take the constriction, but I guess that's what they want.
It's, yeah, that's what it is.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
I would want like a something like a parakeet cage, something big, like, just so I have movement.
Oh my God. Like a giant with a bird in it.
Oh,
you have to dress your dick up like a parrot.
There's 12 to 15 zebra finches
pecking at your weenie.
I want a bird to suck my cock.
You have to put a seed out.
Oh my God. I'm going to go to the pet store and say, do you have any birds that suck cock?
So how can I train my parakeet to put seeds in my dick hole?
How do I get a canary to put millet in my ass? Like, do you have a garden snake that can eat me out?
Enough. No, but the desire thing. So we talked about this at length. Is like, I was like, are you kidding? You can't jerk off. I was like, I couldn't believe it. I was incredulous. The monks and they were like, yeah, but it's not that it's like, it's not easy, but the whole point is that over the centuries of the traditions of Buddhism, they have learned that it's better. Compared to always giving into desire, the wheel of desire, the suffering of desire, being pulled into the wheel over and over and over, restless, never satisfied. Like getting off the wheel of suffering is the whole point of Buddhism. So like if you want to be enlightened or achieve
sober
peace,
people love it.
Love what?
Sober people love Buddhist shit, don't they?
I don't know that they do. I mean, a lot of like AA is very Christian. Buddhism is a philosophy, not a religion. That's the thing. I mean, they have like religious, you know, the temples and traditions, but like the philosophy, they know God, bitch. It's just all about how to be happy.
Wow.
Like, and not suffer.
90 days of silence. I can't wrap my head around it. 90. I can't wrap my head around it.
90.
When I am like overstimulated from work, from drag, you know, doing improv, whatever, talking like we do is very draining.
Yeah.
When I'm really depleted, I need like a day of just, not silence, like,
non-stimulation.
I don't want
to talk. Yeah.
But I'm going to listen to podcasts, okay, listen to music, mm-hmm, go swimming. Like, I'm going to do things that make noise. Are they allowed to watch TV?
No.
So not only do they have to be silent,
no.
They
so,
can't do anything with noise.
No. So they'll hear a talk. They'll hear a talk like by a teacher. Sometimes they get to ask a question 101, but there's no conversation and it's just...
Oh, so it's not like they have to sit in silence.
Oh, no.
I thought it was like no TV, no music, no nothing, like earplug, silence.
Well, it's not like sensory deprivation.
Oh, okay.
No, but there's sitting meditation, walking meditation, there's chores, there's free time. There's a very like limited...
Is there like a Doritos meditation? Can I do that? Or I get the party bag and I just goon.
You just goon. Yeah. You open the bag, put it on your dick and let the birds just.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they, one of the monasteries only have one meal a day. How about that? One meal
a day.
That
wouldn't work for me.
Well, you're only sitting. You're not burning.
Is it like pie mei? Is it like fucking rice too?
It's whatever.
Is it balanced? Is it turned?
It's whatever.
You have to beg for it?
Yeah. You can't. The monks cannot prepare food for themselves or candle money. So it's whatever the people in the village decide to give them. It could be fucking Spago, Chipotle, or fucking gruel from the goulash lady. It's fierce.
I don't think Buddhism would be for me.
But you're getting there.
I know. I look like that fucking...
I love the look, though. Bald with orange robes.
I see him at the airport sometimes.
It's fierce. It's hot.
Can I just ask a question about Amish people?
Amish people?
Yeah. I see him at
the
airport.
I am an expert.
I see him at the airport.
Are they hypocrites?
Not that, but like, if you can't drive a car,
how'd you get here?
Why can you fly a Boeing 707?
They're pilots?
No, I don't think they're pilots, but they...
Imagine the Amish is...
Are they allowed to fly on planes?
Well, they're not flying. They're just passengers.
They're running under the plane. They're hanging
they
from it.
They have a wooden little boat that's being towed by the plane.
They're passengers. Can they ride in a car then?
I believe... I don't know.
Thought in Wisconsin we have Amish people, and I always see them... They usually use the road, but they ride down the side of the shoulder of the freeway. Yes. Not the freeway. The shoulder of a highway in a wagon.
Wagon, yeah.
So I always thought, oh, they don't have bones. They don't have... I actually am just earnestly very ignorant to that. Where are the lines?
I wish there was a way we could check, but we can't. So I guess we'll just have to stay ignorant.
Because I've also heard that because in LA there's Orthodox Jewish people
on Saturday,
and I've heard right? on the weekends in this
Shabbat,
neighborhood,
right? No electricity.
They walk around, and I always see families walking because they can't do a lot of stuff.
They choose not to.
They can't touch it. Can they use Alexa? Well, is it just about touching? Where's the line? Where's the line? Can they use a crimper?
Because they're wearing wigs. I mean, can they crimp their own hair, or can they crimp the wig?
Clit and crimp it.
Oh my God. No. People can technically fly on commercial airlines.
Can't.
Says who?
Oh, no. No, they chew. Their philosophy dictates that, or they, you know.
No, it feels like they were like, we don't care about cars. And then years later, they're like, fuck boats. And then planes came out, and like, the Amish were like,
okay, now.
I can fly. We gotta fly, right? Disneyland. All right.
They're like, boats, blimps, yes, and Boeings. Yeah.
I'm so ignorant to so many religions, so that many of these things I learn about them are one tiny piece of a massive puzzle, and it leaves you very, very, very curious.
Well, I'll sum it up for you real easy. The Christian or Catholics, fierce art collectors, the fiercest art collectors, and the worst pedophiles. Then you got your Muslims. They are... I don't know anything about Muslims. And then there's, and then who else? The Judaism, lovely.
Lovely gal.
Love to go shopping. They get a little crazy with the wools in the summer, but by and large, keep to themselves.
The fabric shit is hard to understand.
But the costumes, mama, it's pageantry. It's pageantry. Orange robes, cheese wheel hats, white gilded robes.
Can I say, like, I just feel like life is so short and I really don't get down with anything that restricts the way you dress. Let me live.
Well, it's about like defining communities, and you know what I mean? It's like black belts in karate, signifiers. It's like,
I was thinking about drag the other day for this reason. I was like, people have such an issue with like a man in a dress.
Mama.
But every piece of clothing is still fabric. What you're mad
have
about
seen the Pope?
Is, that's
you
what
see,
I'm saying.
The Pope is, RuPaul could never. The Pope's garment maker is a fagot, an Italian fag who gets fisted.
Yeah. This is Pamela Rowland.
No, this is true. Oh. He's a fierce fisting
Vince Camuto.
He's hot.
How do you know?
Instagram, bitch. I swear to God, I'll show it to you. He makes the Pope's vestments and they're absolutely stunning. They're
gorgeous.
They're breathtaking, but they're gay as hell and he's gay, but shh.
If I was the Pope, I would want to be able to wear like a J. Crew t-shirt. Like, why does the robe make me religious to you?
Because it's a huge responsibility. You're a figurehead, you know? They have, the Pope's outfits are so fierce. The Prada,
but that's right up there with people being like, 35 is a young presidential candidate. Why?
I don't know.
Compared to what, 80-year-olds? Yes, that's young.
Yeah.
Why?
Michelle Wolf was making a joke about presidents, like, you have to be ugly. Every president's ugly. We had one hot president and he was shot in the face.
Who? JFK?
JFK.
Poor thing.
Ooh, there ain't no other way.
Do you know about Jackie O on Twitter, on the internet? Eden,
oh,
your friend,
my employee.
Your assistant, yeah, told me that on the internet, there's large groups of people who are convinced that Jackie Onassis is a
troll.
A troll.
Yeah, she's trolling.
They say that like she's incredibly ugly.
No. So like, she's clapped, but she can wear an outfit.
There's like
the bitch, like it's these like young people going back and discovering.
But also,
she was clapped, but she could rock that outfit.
But also like
clapped
to feel better about yourself. You said, you know what? That bitch from 50 years ago who's dead.
Yeah.
She was ugly.
She was toe up, but that pillbox ate.
By the way, she wasn't a model. She never claimed to be gorgeous.
No.
Why pick her?
The poor woman who had her husband's brains in her on a convertible. Like, yeah. It's
crazy. In front of the world.
The world, Mary.
Oh, God.
Ooh, there ain't no other way.
I don't like that.
How would you like to be assassinated if you had to be? Say you're the president.
Something really stylish. Like, have you ever seen American Horror Story, Coven?
Yes.
Do you remember when...
Balenciaga?
No. Do you remember when Leslie Jordan and that woman who plays... The two people who are the Witches Council.
Who
Francis McConroy comes to them fiercely with a paralysis. They're like eating lunch and suddenly like, and they're like frozen and she like scoops out their eyeballs and shit. That's what I want to happen to me.
Scooped out the eyeballs.
I wrote down some other things I have to tell you.
Okay. Oh yeah. So, hey, listen. So our people on our team, managers and such, have been throwing around this tour word, the T word, which I call the T word.
I really resent that.
It's not a tour.
The agents, Michael Grinspan from UTA, United
Michael
Talent
Jonathan
Agency.
Joseph Grinspan III.
Lovely physique.
1317 Fillmore Avenue,
yes.
Los Angeles.
Lovely physique, Jewish, gay, yeah. Love everything about
him. Job.
But when he rolls out that T word on a phone call, yeah. The tour, I go,
T-O-U-R.
It's like he's taking a manila envelope and slicing me between the fingers.
And then
every
he's
time
leaving
he
the room and getting bleach and salt, like the Terrifier 2, and he's pouring it on the wound.
We are going on the road to
on
do
the
Ball in the Beautiful. And we're doing Weekend Warriors, what we call it in our industry. You fly out on a Friday,
yeah.
You go to your show on Saturday, you go home Sunday.
A lovely duet. It's a 1-2, it's a double, it's like a his and hers, it's like a bing bang, but that's it.
Yeah.
They're duets.
I don't want to say never, because Goonies never say die, but like the other day I was on the phone with our managers and I said, I don't think you all hear me.
Yeah.
I will never tour like I did last year ever again. Yeah. I said, the next time Conti and I go on tour, it will literally be like 20 dates tops.
And it will be the funeral tour and you will be airing my casket.
100%.
Yeah. Open.
I can't do that again.
No, but really.
My life fell apart last year.
Oh my God.
Just like contact with family, friends. Like I was delinquent on every type of tax paperwork, like things you need to be home to open mail, shit like that.
I know.
Me getting checks that are expired that I have to cash and like shit like that. Just like never home.
Right.
Can't do that anymore.
No.
But if you want to see us, come see us because who knows? We could just stop.
Oh no. So anyway, this is like a 1-2. It's going to be like refreshing, delightful spritzes, splashes.
And horny.
Oh, very horny. Very, very horny, very hot and very steamy. But it's not going to be a marathon of like, it's not a marathon sprinkler system. It's just a splash.
And you know, last year we toured a stage spectacular. And this year I want to set the expectation that these dates are us seated in chairs talking.
Mama, we're rolling up dry and making you wet.
Yeah.
You know?
Putting on wigs, kind of.
Yeah.
And sitting and talking and then leaving.
And that's...
There's no meet and greet. There's no lip syncing.
No.
It's actually not worth it.
No. If people love the truth, then we're going to give them the truth.
Yeah.
We're going to sit down and probably serve Hunty all the tea that the diva wants to do with her
and
boots.
Do it fiercely. And do it fiercely. I know that for me, I'm going to be in the style of Pink, the singer, launching myself on a rubber band back and forth while the song So What plays. So you're going to be like, anyway, LA traffic. And I'm going to be like, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no. First night, your fucking shoe hits me in the face and I go unconscious. And this, we got a hit.
I'm addicted to these videos of her.
She is.
Like she's on the end of a piece of chewing gum and some faggot is just.
It's so funny. It's like, you know, I understand, of course, like pushing the boundaries of spectacle.
Yes.
And like, how could you make this exciting? And like, I also understand like art in a theatrical environment is a very, you make very different choices and stuff. This is like, how can we take, it's like every element of live.
It's a little bit like Saw. I'm like, is she okay?
It's like, who is she trying, who is she prove? Like, what is she trying to prove into whom in high school?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And just like that, Pink died. You know? Yeah, who is she proving this to?
It seems like I have a really like.
I think she has an amazing voice.
She does have talent, but the way that she's, just the display, the execution feels like she's
comedic.
Like, it comedically feels try comedic. Hard.
It feels like Valerie Cherishes would do this.
Yeah, she's like, okay, I'm
going
to sing.
I wish
Lana
would do this.
Are you kidding? Lana's the antidote.
I wish Lana would do this. She was starting to blue jeans, white shirt. Shout it up a cannon.
To New York.
Honey.
LA to New York.
And she lands on one of those Velcro walls.
Did you know there's a bungee cord that goes to New York?
Did you know there's a bungee cord to Dumbo?
I mean, like, summertime, woo! Like, I mean, it would just be... No, Lana is Pink, Pink's antidote. You go to a Pink concert, too much stimulation, too much activity, too much risk of death.
I keep seeing her doing that during this song. Na 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 na, which is a very, almost
horrible.
The Wiggles style song.
Yeah, I hate all
It's a baby
music.
Shark?
It, yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's like... It's Muzak. It's Muzak.
It's not my favorite Pink song.
It's Muzak.
Do you have a favorite Pink song?
I don't, because I loathe her music. But I that's
love,
a harsh
Don't
word.
Let Me Get Me.
I don't,
don't
she's
let
not for me.
Get me. I it's love Family me. Portrait. That song, Try, on season 7, one of the lip syncs we didn't use was Try.
Is that, go, what is
Gotta
that?
Gotta get up and try, try, try.
Try what? Try getting shot out of a cannon?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Also, I don't like it when people sing songs explicitly about sobriety. Girl, just like use a metaphor.
It's not about that. Use I think a metaphor. It's about,
why do I feel so sober? Like, she literally says like that.
No, I think she's singing about like in relationships.
I used to smoke crack and now I don't. Like, she's. That's her
well,
level.
I think
of,
she was originally Christian music too, wasn't she?
Most girls want a man with the bling bling. I just want a man with the ding ding. I just want real love. You
don't
know that?
That at all.
Oh yeah, she came out hard as Blue Cantrell, as Anastasia, literally like that vibe, and then completely rebranded. Strange. I was in high school. I just spit like phlegm onto your carpet.
I'm okay, because I kind of get it. I kind of know what's going on there.
So wait. If
wait,
you
wait. Had... No, we got to go back to Pink, okay. Because I saw a clip of her. Oh, you know about this phenomenon of...
Ew, that was so nasty. I just like, you I know what I don't like all to? Over the microphone.
I don't like when drag queens at shows put the mic in their mouth to like do sex, to do like oral sex jokes. I don't like that at all.
Elvis did it once. And that's all we needed.
When we talk about Miss Pink, we have to talk about the phenomenon of people. Right now, everyone's like, stop throwing stuff at artists. Stop giving artists weird things. I'm like, welcome to the fold. Because the shit that people say to us, do to us, throw at us. Last night I was DJing and someone threw a doll head at me. Mm. The head of a doll. Like, that's not a threat?
That's tame. I would say like a dead dog's head would be
that's
like.
That's what I'm saying. We're at meet and greet and someone brings you a
newborn
preserved
baby.
Dead cat.
A baby gives birth at the meet and greet and shoves the.
And gives like, you the baby.
Congratulations, you're a mother now.
We get all these little popcorn. I mean, granted, poor, I think BB Rexha, she got hit in the face with an iPhone.
I hate that. Horrible. Also, that assault, the stage is the stage is a sacred kind of like safe space for the artists and their entourage, their band.
Your job, you are allowed to watch.
You have to purchase the ability to be a spectator. You're
that's,
not involved.
But that's where your participation
you're not
ends.
Involved. You're not
the guy who threw the phone at BB Rexha said in an interview, he did it because I thought it would be funny. Which I love that he didn't try to like, it slipped out of my hand. Because you know,
oh,
some,
right. Yeah.
By the way, some
it slipped.
If it's a guy in the front of a BB Rexha concert, it's a faggot.
Yeah.
And I expected that faggot to be like, I was just trying to get her to like, get me your Snapchat. He was what? Like, I thought it'd be funny. At least he's being honest. What? By the way, there was no world where that was going to be funny.
And also, what's the end game there? You lost your phone, dickhead.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe he thought she'd be like, oh, you, and like throw her phone at him.
And then
I don't
get
know.
On the phone and call, like call his mom and then have a huge, I don't know. It's
I
crazy.
Don't know.
I also don't like the name Pink.
Somebody gave Pink, the name there was a clip Pink of her where she's like, are these your mom's ashes? Someone threw their mom's ashes at Pink.
On the stage? Like in a bra. You know how they just throw bras and panties on stage?
They wrapped it in the bra. It was Skims.
It was lined with the ashes of their dead mom.
Yeah. It was
an urn of ashes. Imagine if you were knocked unconscious by somebody throwing an urn.
Giddy.
An urn of their mother's ashes.
Girl, I'm going to empty out one of my marijuana ashtrays into a pair of whitey tighties and shoot it out of a t-shirt gun right in the face of someone. We're all going to start a fight. And then... launches and flips.
So this is like Cirque du Soleil doesn't even do this because she performs in stadiums. Cirque is in a tent, right in the round, right? They do bungee stuff, all kinds of trapeze, whatever. She is on these fucking rigs that are rotating and flipping, going from like football field distances.
Well, why is
how
that?
Much does it cost a night? I bet.
Oh,
okay, when we were on
God.
Tour, your lift, which was straight up and down,
straight
once,
up and down,
it cost about $2,500 per show for us to mm-hmm. do that. I remember because I was like,
"You were in the meeting, and I'm like, it? So this is a okay. this is a stupid gag that's going to be very expensive. Also, a dedicated person traveling with us that's his main responsibility. Mm-hmm. He did many other things, but like, you know,
you're paying someone's not just their salary but their living costs for them to fly up.
Of
so
course,
that's
he,
just doing this.
Of course, he was bored because he wants to do what Pink is doing.
That's like him jumping around backstage.
Yeah. And jerking off all.
Yeah. But for that fly situation, that must be multiple people, multiple safety checks.
It's also like, it's all automated mechanical computer. You know what I mean? We had, girl, we were like pulleys in the tugboat system. like sandbags and like rickrack and you know, like
I remember they had to offset your weight, and I remember them wheeling an F-150 into the venue every night.
All those trucks that were on cinder blocks, they had to stack them.
Everyone who was on the tour had like a giant rope, and we are all like heave. And we're all breaking like, blood vessels in our eyes so you could get this far off the ground.
The Ottoman Empire tried.
Girl, yes.
Elephants.
Oh,
elephants.
No, the whole team is on like Pelotons hooked up to a rope just trying to get you this far off the floor. And it was such a miracle that you got this far off the floor. People were crying.
And then halfway through the tour, he's like, you got to stop eating dinner.
You know what it reminded me of? The end of The Whale. When Brendan Fraser dies, he levitates off the ground.
Oh my God. That's the ultimate dream of fat people, of course.
Have you still not seen The Whale?
I can't.
There's nothing funny about him being fat. There's nothing funny about fatness, right?
No.
But there's something really funny about the way that movie presents it. Because at the end, he walks to his daughter. His daughter's like, whatever, fuck you. You're not a good dad to me anyway, faggot, right? Like, and
Sadie's thing.
Sadie's like, whatever, faggot.
Yeah. My dad's a faggot.
And the whole movie, he's like, just if you're going to please write, I want you to write something. Because he wants to read his daughter's writing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Blah, blah,
gay people can be so boring.
Blah, blah, you know? Blah. Yeah.
Any other gay guy, if you were on death's door, you'd be like, we're going to Fire Island, bitch.
Yeah, you're gonna squirt G up my asshole with your mouth, bitch. 100%. Yeah.
Sky vodka tampon up in the ass. Yeah.
If you can find it. I'm sorry, I'm so fat. The whale.
Yeah.
Crazy.
He at the end is like, she's reading her letter to him or whatever. And he like stands up, and it's miraculous that he can stand because he's on death's door. He's walking her, and then he gets to her and he dies. And they signify that by a light shining and his legs coming off the ground. That's the end of the movie.
Darren Aronofsky, I have your address and I will be paying you a visit.
But then
he
got an Oscar.
For what? Oh, Brendan Fraser? Yes. That whole farce? That's a whole farce. That's a Hollywood, classic Hollywood farce.
I would more believe it if they said, you know what? Let's cut the shit. The whale wasn't that great.
Cut the
shit. But we should have given you something for the mummy.
No.
So let's roll out the mummy. Yeah.
What they should have did was like, this whale flop, we're going to forget about it, except Miss Hong Chow, because she eats in every roll.
Every roll.
We're gonna give her a nice little round of applause and forget the whale ever happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moby Dick.
Hong Chow.
Eats. Eat a hot dog eating contest. She would, there's uncontested champion.
Do you think she's fun? I think she's fun.
I bet she's wonderful.
Something she can't about not her be. Makes me fantasize about being her friend.
She can't not be. If she, she's just so good in everything.
Everything. Hong Chow.
Hong Chow. So I wanted to sing a song.
Okay.
Okay. I think I'm in love like Beyonce be with Jigga. Hold on. I love the way his magic stick makes my pussy quiver. Juices running like a river slowly down my kitty litter. Ooh, that magic stick. It tastes like candy. It melts in my mouth.
Is it the Beatles?
It's actually, what's her name? Aretha Franklin. Never heard that song, The Meltdown by Missy Elliott.
Mary, speaking of The Meltdown.
It's so, what?
We had an event at Trixie Motel the other day, and it was hottest 4th of July on American record. I don't know if you saw that.
No, it was.
This year was the hottest 4th of July in America ever.
Wasn't that hot?
On record.
Okay.
I guess.
Palm Springs.
It was so hot. It was assaulting. No, I wasn't in drag. I was like hanging out, serving drinks, whatever. So hot. It was so hot. And then I'm putting on sunblock. But it's so hot that the sweat is making the sunblock go in my eyes. Burning eyes.
You're not in the pool?
I kept having to go to the bathroom and wash my eyes like a washing station in chemistry.
Now, who is doing all that? Why? Did you stay indoors during the...
Well, it's a pool party, right? So you jump in the pool. It's instantly refreshing. If you have a leg in the pool and a drink, you're good. But I didn't want to swim with the guests because it felt unprofessional. So
it is boundaries.
But there was a drag show. And so there's also drag queens in like 100 degree heat.
Soldiers.
And at the end,
world.
No matter what their number is, they all jump in the pool.
Of course.
Because they're like, na 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 na.
It launched into the pool. When I did hot yoga in Boston, it was like, say, 100 people in a class, like literally sardines, mat to mat to mat. You're sweating on everybody. It's the room starts out 90. It gets to, with the body heat, everything, over 100.
Jeez.
90 minute vinyasa class. By the time you get to backbending at the end, you are I have switched bath towels. Switched.
Yep.
Yep. Guys, I've switched the towel because the first one could be wrung out and like could feed a whole family of four. Wow. You know, a thirsty family. And then it's so, I would fantasize about like, I'd be like, I would sell all my organs to jump in a pool right now.
Yeah.
It was the most horrible feeling.
Did I tell you about Kim Petras' album party?
Yeah. It's like that.
On this pod.
It was in a Bikram yoga studio.
I DJed Kim Petras' like album release party for Release the Beast in New York the night after Solid Pink Disco. Yeah.
In a Bikram yoga studio.
It was a warehouse. 6,000 people probably. I walked out there and I went, oh no, this is going to be a problem. By the end of my set, which was 90 minutes. This thing about DJing, if you're hot, you're out there for hours.
Yeah.
The ends of my synthetic wig were dripping. I kept slipping on the floor going, did I spill a water? All sweat. No, sweat under me on the ground.
Mm. Yeah.
But I was also feeling it and I can't stop moving DJing no matter how hot it is. So I'm thrashing. My wig is spitting spit, like wet sweat. It was so sick. And when I got in the, Kyle, my ex-boyfriend who works at Alcone in New York, he's a makeup artist.
Yeah.
I know him. He saw me after the show and his face, he was like.
Horrified.
Like, did you ever try that stop the sweat product I sent you? And I said,
oh, I would have slapped him in the face right there.
I was
stop the sweat.
I felt
have
so,
you ever read the Holy Bible?
I know. I felt like that is so moot. Like, and what are you talking
it's so
about?
Insulting. Stop the sweat. Have you ever tried staring into the sun?
It did make me think that I want to get Botox again because it does help with sweating.
Not for me. Literally nothing. Like, I've had Botox everywhere.
But they always nothing. Say, like, be
oh,
careful.
Oh, no, I know Botox. Why. I know why. Sorry. For the sweating, it's a deeper injection.
Oh, really?
Yes. So, or it's either a more superficial or a deeper injection because when you're going in the sweat glands, it's different than the muscle.
Okay.
So when you're paralyzing the muscle, it's deeper than a superficial sweat gland.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Lori Ottinger explained that to me.
Well, people have told me like, oh, be careful though, because the sweat happens somewhere else. So does everyone have like a dry face in a fucking swamp pussy?
I would love that because I just dipe it up.
Dipe up, cath up.
Diped and cathed at the gig, dry.
Do you like Jackass movies?
I don't know. I think I've only seen the first one.
I remember this one where they had the big gentleman of the Jackass crew. I forget his name. Uh-huh. They had him on a treadmill for like a long time. And they had a saran wrap diaper on him. And they had it hooked up to a hose so that the water could drip. And they filled a cup with sweat and someone drank it. Like the sweat off his balls. Someone drank it and threw up. Steve-O drank it. How about her?
That's yoga class.
Yeah.
That's yoga class. When you're doing the
DryCon.
Downward dog, and the sweat is not dripping, streaming like a river runs through it into your nose, up into your nose. And you're like, work that magic stick.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
You know what else happened? And I want to talk about this in a way that's hopefully revealing, but not too exposing.
Mm-hmm.
One of our colleagues called me the other day and had a contract from a certain touring company and was telling me some of the details on it. Like, what do you think of this? Is this okay? Is this okay? Is this okay? Mm. It was so deeply below what's okay.
Yeah.
That I had to be like, fuck. It's just crazy how many people are in our industry of drag who just profit off us and they just don't care.
I will never forget when I changed agents and I became aware of how low my negotiated fee was in the tour I was finishing. You know what I mean? So let's just say I usually make $5 a gig.
Uh-huh.
And then I switched managers.
I thought we weren't going to say our real salaries.
Shut up. And then my new manager says, oh, you have $5 a gig? I actually could get you $500.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. I'll just go to my $5 gig tonight knowing that I could have gotten $500 and there's nothing I can do about it.
When I when I moved to our management, I remember a distinct conversation because I was in the middle of a tour.
Yeah.
And I remember them looking at my contract and going, so don't want to discourage you, but you're getting about
with the usual
half what you should be getting.
Yeah.
And you have to finish all those dates because you did sign it. Yeah. I wish there was like a union or something because drag queens are not smart usually. They're not business savvy.
No.
And these faggots with checkbooks walk around being like, just sign it. Yeah. And then you sign shit that you shouldn't be signing.
I've done it.
And then these creature features are making major profits on our industry. Yeah. I just want every manager, agent, everyone, every TV. Drag is its own world.
Drag is
and
dangerous.
Unless you have a wig on your head, you are a guest in our house, bitch. Yeah.
And there is sweat on the floor that you will slip on.
Yeah.
You'll break your hip and I will not take you to the emergency room. I will make you my sex slave downstairs and go boop, 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 boop.
What's that? The Mandalorian?
The Barbarian?
Yes.
The Mandalabarian?
The Mandalabarian.
No, it's crazy. I mean, it's shocking, but I get it because it was happened to me.
I know.
And you just don't know any better because there's like, no like.
I wish everyone would call me because I don't know everything.
But you know a lot.
I feel like the only way for me to avenge certain mistakes I've made in the past with how little is getting paid is to make sure it doesn't happen to someone else.
Yeah. That's Batman.
You think?
That's Superman, right? That's crime fighting.
If you were
drag
a superhero,
is dangerous.
If you were a super, if you were a superhero, what would your like childhood traumatic event be? That would it be that colonial
pissed
woman?
Pissed on in the schoolyard by everybody. Everybody pissed on me, including the teachers. Including the teachers.
I was fishing for something real.
Work that magic stick. Like imagine it.
Work this pussy. Work this pussy.
She's an international sensation.
Do you like getting peed on?
I got peed on yesterday.
You did, okay.
Yeah, but it wasn't gross.
I think I'm about to do that.
Mama, it was in the shower.
I think I'm about to do it.
Yeah, it was like, he got to go pee. I was like, so do I. I was like, you know what? You're not going to pee on me. And he peed and I got in the middle of it. I got in the middle of the road.
He was just trying to pee.
Yeah, he was.
And you were trying to make it about you.
And I did.
By the way, the story is he was in the bathroom with the door locked, peeing in the toilet.
I came through
and
the
you lowered him through the suspended
Mission
ceiling.
Mission Impossible.
Yes, mouth open. You launched into it. So what? A little knock down.
I'm a piss queen, and I'm gonna drink it.
Yes, that's how Pink started.
Oh,
what if it was pink
yellow?
Piss.
I'd be yellow. My stage name would just be yellow.
Yellow. Fuck. Yeah, I think I want pee on me.
Oh,
I think I want to pee on others.
It's fabulous, but you have to drink the water. You don't want no yellow. You don't want no golden shower. You want that clear, no fear.
No, I want it to be like smart water when it comes out.
You want dehydrated orange?
High electrolytes.
Just a couple of drops that dissolve
and
expand.
Smart water.
Oh.
You're thinking of like flavored. I'm taking the bottle of Cliff water. Smart water with electrolytes.
Oh, smart water. I'm thinking vitamin water.
Mary.
I was thinking purple. You want
I'm gonna
purple
piss dragonberry. Yeah.
Well, that could be fierce.
The orange one is good.
I mean, they're all good, but not out of the dick hole.
No, when I'm hungover, orange Gatorade, it hits different. Something about orange Gatorade, the citrusy one.
Nectar of the gods. The only thing Florida ever produced of, you know, value.
Orange.
Well, now we got to wrap it up. Now that we talked about pissing purple out the dick hole.
If I pee or get peed on, I'm going to tell you about it.
Oh, I hope you do. But I need you to do it like not
I'm
on the
do
rug.
It outside.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to do it in the hot tub. I don't want to it in the shower.
Why?
I want it to trickle down my body and hit the ground, bitch. I don't want to do the fucking.
You want trickle down economics in the outside?
Yes,
with the
dirt on the face, run down the body everywhere.
Oh my God. I've been pissed on in the face and in the mouth.
Yeah, I want to do all that. But I don't want to be like, anyway, then we just rinsed out the bathtub because we're cool.
Like, do you want to be like, we had to change the bassinet,
I want to
move
the
baby
in Hollywood. Honey.
Well, that I have fantasies about peeing the bed. Like letting it rip.
And there is part of your brain that's like, what if I just...
Because it's a bad, like, this would be so bad and terrible and would involve
How
guilty
do you get
cleanup.
Piss out of a Casper mattress?
You don't. That's the whole point.
That's the problem. The pee's in there forever.
Mama, that's pee.
I would like to take back something that I said on this podcast. I talked about douching and I said, who's douching longer than five minutes?
5 minutes. Yeah. And the internet came at you and with good reason.
Yeah, I think that I underestimated how long. Everybody's body's different. I think I also take longer than 5 minutes, but I mentally thought it was shorter.
Sure. Because you're probably more efficient at it. You're not in there laboring
well, yeah,
for
and
hours.
I'm multitasking.
Yeah, you're
TurboTax.
On the phone.
Yeah.
TurboTax.
Yeah.
TurboTax.
TurboTax with that enema bulb up my ass. Let me crunch those numbers, baby.
Hold on.
Bye. Bye. Got a fart noise at the end of the pod, you fucking bald bitch. You did the most juvenile way too, like I hate that. blowing ass.
I'm obsessed with blowing ass is the funniest thing in the
I'm
fucking
on Ozempic,
world. She was out
ass.
There on Hollywood Boulevard blowing ass in the lobby of the Directors Guild building blowing ass. Fuck. At the Oscars red carpet, blowing
at
ass.
At the Men in Music Business Conference, blowing ass.
And the bridge under Pink, Ocean Boulevard.
What if Pink blows ass up on that? No, 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 no. And the shit just spirals. And the audience
below
is like,
going to start a fight.
We're all going to start a fight. But you know what, though? The pink audience is like, you know, geriatric millennials.
Mom, they're not even noticed.
They're just happy to be involved.
They're just happy to be out. Yeah, for they're, a night.
You know, they're a jug deep on Carlo Rossi. Carlo Rossi?
Oh, yeah. Carlo Rossi Sangria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They care. They got
she's
a sitter.
Still a rock star.
They have to sit her till 11. They're like, yeah. Shit on me.
She is the Jimmy Buffett of female singers.
Mm.
Anyways, love her. Good job.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.